好，大家早晨 ，Welcome， good morning， 我欢迎大家来到我哋当中 ，We welcome you all here this morning。打开圣经睇哥林多前书十三章 ，Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13。我哋继续喺我哋查考哥林多前书We continue our study in 1 Corinthians。咁我哋两个礼拜前我哋睇咗呢个前书嘅上半，今日我哋睇下半。Two weeks ago we looked at the first half of the chapter, and today we're going to be looking at the second half of the chapter。咁所以系知道哥林多前书十三章系讲紧爱。We know that this chapter is talking about love。咁今日咧就系讲爱是永不止息。And today we're talking about love never fails. 知道是爱是伟大的，爱是完美的，是完全的，神的爱是无比的。And so we know that God's love is perfect, God's love is eternal, and nothing can compare to God's love. 所以神给一个无比的爱，无条件的爱我们。And so God gives us a love that cannot compare with anything else, and a love that doesn't end. 保罗呢就继续在这里讲这个爱的信息和爱的重要。And so Paul is continuing teaching about the importance of love and the greatness of love.And he says that one day spiritual gifts will fail, will end. And one day all the things of this world will stop and pass away and fail and end. But love never fails, love never ends. I believe that we all love to have love. Nobody wants to be unloved and unwelcome. So we want to be a person who is loved. I'm sure that most of us want to be somebody that is loved by everybody. So if you want to be a person who is loved, you have to learn to love people. And if you want to be somebody that other people love, you need to start learning how to love others. Yeah. So, Jesus gave us a very true love, a great love. And so, Jesus gives us a real love, a great love. I believe that there is love in this world. This is God's love. And it's God's love. As we've been talking about spiritual gifts in chapter 13, Paul's comparing love with spiritual gifts. 咁我哋明白咧，就圣灵系将恩赐俾我哋嘅。And we understand that it's the Holy Spirit that gives us spiritual gifts. 咁但系我哋都要明白咧，除咗属灵恩赐，有一样嘢叫属灵果子。But aside from spiritual gifts, there's something else. It's called the fruit of the Spirit. 属灵的果子呢，就是同恩赐不一样。And the fruit of the Spirit is different than the spiritual gifts. 属灵恩赐就是圣灵去赐给你的，每人至少有一个。And spiritual gifts are given by the Holy Spirit, and everybody has at least one gift. 但是属灵果子呢，就是不同。But spiritual fruit is different. 是应该每人都有属灵的果子。We all should have spiritual fruit. 是这个属灵果子是应该每人都有好多的所有的属灵果子。And each of us should have a lot of all of the spiritual fruit. 那么属灵的果子呢，有人说是一个，是爱。And somebody says that spiritual fruit, there's actually only one fruit, and it's the fruit of love.
咁但系哥林多前书啊，哥啊唔系加拉太书咧，就第五章话我哋听有九个属灵嘅果子。
But in Galatians, it tells us that there are nine fruits of the Spirit.
咁可能系 爱的几个表现的方法，或者是演绎的方法，表达的方法。
And maybe these nine fruits are actually just nine different expressions of the one fruit of love.
咁啊，喺加拉提书就话有仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
And so, do you know the nine fruits of fruit of the Spirit? Or the one? It's love, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, faith.
温柔系叫咩啊？
self-control. Hey, I didn't write them in English. I forgot them in English. I was looking at them in the office. We should be seeking after these. And each of us should have our life filled with these nine fruits of the Spirit.
我哋系要不停系成长，可能今日有嘅节制、温柔、良善系唔够，听日可以更加多。
And maybe what we have today, you know, the patience and the kindness and the gentleness and the mercy is not enough. And tomorrow we'll get more.
我哋会不停增加。
And as we continue to grow in the fruit of the Spirit,
所以我哋应该系追求，因为呢个系追求爱。
And that's seeking after these fruit, and seeking after the fruit is seeking after love.
So, 是有人问过耶稣，最伟大的诫命是什么？
And somebody asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment?
耶稣就很快回答，尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力，爱你的神。
And Jesus answered very quickly, he said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, soul, and spirit.
跟着他说，其次是爱人如己。
And then the second thing he said, love others like yourself.
所以我们知道爱就是耶稣的里面 是最大的、最重要的。
And so in Christ, love is the greatest. It's the most important thing.
命令的总归就是爱。
And the essence of the commandments is love.
所以今天在这个十三章下半章，我们认识爱是永不止息。
And so here in the second half of chapter 13, we will look at that love never fails.
我们先看第八节至到十三节。
And so let's read from verse 8 to 13.
爱是永不止息， love never fails. 先知讲道之能，终必归于无有；说方言之能，终必停止。知识也终必归于无有。
But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Where there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away.
我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。
For we know in part, and we prophesy in part.
等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。
But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away.
我作孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意思像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。
When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，但到那时全知道，如同主知道我一样。
For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know just as I am also known.
如今尚存有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的就是爱。
And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
我一起祈祷。 Let's pray. 主，我们多谢你，你是将伟大的爱赐给我们的。你让我们经历你的爱，得到你的爱，求主帮助我们更加明白什么叫真爱，求主帮我们能够实践
真爱，因为爱是永不自胜。我们多谢你听我们祷告，奉主名求，阿门。嗱，呢个经文就是一开始讲爱是不自胜。
And so as we look here in verse 8, it starts and it says that love never fails.
咁啊，神嘅爱系永远嘅，系继续。
And God's love will continue forever.
因为神就是爱
，because God is love.
神系永远
，God is eternal.
所以神嘅爱都系永远。
And so God's love is eternal.
神就是爱。
And so God is love.
神的爱是不会停的。
And God's love will never stop.
神迹有日会停。
Miracles will stop one day.
我们医病的能力会停止。
And healing will stop one day.
所有的属灵恩赐都会有日停止。
And all the spiritual gifts one day will stop.
但是爱永不会停止。
But love will never stop.
因为神不会自己停止
because God himself will never stop.
圣经说神就是爱，所以爱就是神的本质。
And because God, the Bible says God is love, and so love is the essence of God.
如果爱要停止，神本身要停止。
And so for love to stop, that means God's got to stop.
但是神不会停止。
But God will never stop.
所以我们知道神的爱永远都在这里。
And so we know that God's love will always be there.
直到永永远远
to eternity，
爱不会消失，爱不会落后，爱不会过时，爱不会停止。
And so love will never pass away. Love will never get old. Love will never get outdated. And love will never stop.
我们需要爱。
We need love.
世界上有爱。
And there is love here in the world.
可能你又以为是已经没晒爱心。
以为没人爱，但是你是认识神的爱，你找到真爱。And maybe you've come to a conclusion, you think that there is no love in the world, you think that nobody loves you. But when you find God, you find true love.
因为神的爱是真实。Because God's love is real. 所以这个经文讲到呢，就先知讲到有限，这个是真的。
And here in this passage it says that the prophecies, they will fail and they're limited. And that's true.
说方言是会停止。
Speaking in tongues will stop.
但是这些会归于无有的。
And they will vanish away into nothing.
但是神的恩赐神的爱是不会过去。
But God's love will never go away.
这个经文讲呢就是等那完全的来到。这些恩赐会过去。
Here it says that wait until that which is perfect comes, and then these gifts will be done away with.
So 一个很重要的问题就是那完全来到就是什么
And so a very important question is, what is that which is perfect, which is coming?
因为当那完全的来到的时候恩赐就过去
Because when that which is perfect comes, then the gifts will be done away with.
咁啊，有教会历史一直以嚟咧，即系至到二十世纪，都认为那完全来到嘅就系耶稣基督。
And throughout church history, all the way up into the 20th century, the entire church Christianity believed that that which is perfect, which is coming, is Jesus Christ.
我相信耶稣有日会翻嚟。
I believe that Jesus is coming again.
我相信他回来的时候他是完美他是神他是代表神的完美
I believe that he is coming and he is perfect he is God and so he has the perfect God coming back
所以当耶稣回来他是完美的
and so when Jesus comes back he is that which is perfect
但是如果耶稣没回来你离开了世界呢你就会去见到他
But if Jesus doesn't come back yet and you pass away, you will go and see him.
所以无论是耶稣回来或者是我们上到天堂我们都会找到这个完美。
And so whether it's Jesus coming back or us going into heaven, we will find that which is perfect in heaven.
这个完美就是有神同在。
And that's which is being in the presence of God.
所以在神的面前，在天堂里面，不再需要有这些属灵的恩赐，但是需要属灵的果子。
And so in heaven, we no longer need spiritual gifts, but we will still need the fruit of the Spirit.
我们还在天上，还是有爱。
And so in heaven, there will still always be love.
那到二十世纪开头，这个睇法就又开始变。
But in the beginning of the 20th century, this concept started to change.
因为系1906年嘅时候开始咗一个新嘅灵恩运动。
Because in 1906, a new Pentecostal movement began.
跟住，因为呢个灵恩运动，保守教会啲释经学者咧，佢认为属灵恩赐已经停止咗。
And because in the early 20th century, when the Pentecostal movement began, the conservative believers thought that spiritual gifts had already passed away.
于是佢就觉得属灵恩赐唔属于神，就要揾圣经嘅根据嚟证明系属灵恩赐已经系过去。
And because they thought that spiritual gifts were already passed away, they wanted to look for scriptural evidence, proof, to say that.Spiritual gifts passed away.
于是他找到这个经文，说这个是证明属灵恩赐已经过去的。
And so they found this passage and they said, this proves that spiritual gifts passed away.
但是一个问题，他要改变这个那完全来到的，是改到另一样的。
But the problem is they had to explain what it meant to be that which is perfect has come. And so they explained it as something different than Jesus Christ.
他怎样解释呢？
And so what did they explain?
他说那完全来到的就是圣经了。
And so they now say, they teach that that which is perfect has come is the Bible.
因为初期教会使徒出来传福音，跟着他写新约圣经，当新约圣经的启示写完之后呢，那完全神的启示来到，我们再不需要属灵恩赐。
And so they start teaching that because that which is perfect was the apostles, when they wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, they wrote the New Testament. Once the New Testament was written and the apostles passed away, we had the perfect revelation of God. Because we have the perfect revelation of God, we no longer need spiritual gifts.
咁啊，我当然我唔接受呢个解释。
I obviously do not accept this explanation.
因为我就系肯定咧，就算喺我而家呢个人生嘅经历嘅时候，我虽然有圣经，我信咗主40年，一路睇住呢个圣经。
Even though I have this Bible in my hand and I've been a Christian for over 40 years,
我就相信。我仲未完全，我仲有好多问题。
I believe that I'm still not perfect. I still have lots of problems.
我仲系需要圣灵嘅帮助。
I still need the help of the Holy Spirit.
我仲系需要好多属灵恩赐嘅协助。
And I still need spiritual gifts to help me on my path.
咁啊，我就系亦都睇到教会历史，我又发现到同一啲保守嘅解释系唔一样。
And as you look at the church history, you find that there's a difference in what some of the conservatives will teach us.
有啲保守派嘅教会，佢话即系属灵恩赐系使徒死嘅时候已经停止咗，一路到到19世纪尾20世纪初先至翻翻嚟。
And so some of these conservative teachers, they say that the spiritual gifts stopped when the apostles died, and they discontinued and they didn't come back until the beginning of the 20th century.
但如果你真的研究教会历史呢，会发现到属灵恩赐一直都是存在。
But if you look at church history, you will see that all throughout church history, there have always been spiritual gifts.
但是可能没圣经时代那么普遍。
But maybe not as common as we see in the book of Acts.
那个原因是不是因为圣经来到，所以不需要属灵恩赐，但有第二个原因。
And so the question is, why did the spiritual gifts get less and less? Is it because we had the Bible and we didn't need spiritual gifts? Or was there another reason?
那当我们看这个历史的时候，我发现到有一样东西是第三世纪发生。
And when you look at this, you see that something happened in the 3rd century.
件事係對基督教係非常之重大影響。And it was a great impact in Christianity. 喺第三世紀，即是話耶穌死咗復活300年之後。When I say the third century, that's 300 years after Jesus died and was rose again.在当时呢罗马一路都是逼迫教会 and so the Roman government was persecuting the church up until that time. 但是有个皇帝我不记得他中文怎么叫他英文名叫 Constantine, 他就信了耶稣 But a Roman emperor by the name of Constantine became a Christian. 跟着他就 将基督教成为罗马国教And so he established Christianity as the Church of Rome. 於是由第三世紀開始，基督教就係同羅馬合併嘅。And so from the 3rd century on, then you see Christianity and the Roman government were as one. 以前係信耶穌就被逼迫。And before that time, if you were a Christian, you would be persecuted. 有成为国教之后呢，就是信耶稣就由优先可以入政府官，就是做政府工，就是有特别优惠。And so after that, as when you became a Christian, then you had privileges. You could get a good government position. You could get a good office. You could get special benefits. 咁於是我哋睇到有三世纪教会同埋政府系捞埋一齐。Being 机构化、组织化、行政化。And so from that time on, you see that the church became merged with the government and became administrative, became structured and organized, and all that stuff. 跟住有罗马天主教出来的，有教宗，有这个组织。And then the Roman Catholic Church came in, and you've got the Pope, and you've got all that stuff.咁啊，應該係影響屬靈恩賜嘅漸漸越嚟越少，就係因為呢個組織化、機構化嘅一個嘅教會歷史。And so, what really caused spiritual gifts to get less and less and less was this structurization and this merging with the government of Rome.是一路一路脱离，即系马丁路德喺15世纪脱离罗马天主教，到19世纪尾20世纪属灵恩赐就一路喺边缘嘅，系有，但系唔系普遍。And so when Martin Luther broke away from the Catholic Church in the 15th century, and then up to the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, we see that there were always spiritual gifts on the fringe, but never in the mainstream of Christianity until the 19th century with the Pentecostal movement.
呢个我觉得系俾我哋一个警惕，我哋要小心。
I think this gives us a warning, something we need to be careful about.
在我们属灵生命我们要小心行政化组织化机构化
In our spiritual life we need to beware be careful of being too structured and too organized too administrative in our church life
神要我们有个新鲜感是跟神有个关系
And God wants us to always be fresh and have a relationship
因为我们信耶稣是跟耶稣有个亲密的关系不是一个的架构组织的
Because what Jesus wants with you is he wants to have a personal relationship with you. He doesn't want you to get involved in a structure and an organization.
你去睇加拉太书第三章
You can look in Galatians chapter 3.
第一节至到第三节保罗是劝啲人是要小心这个问题
As Paul was warning them about this problem.
加拉太书第三章第一节到第三节
In Galatians chapter 3 verse 1-3.
无知的加拉太人那耶稣基督钉十字架已经活或在你们眼前谁又迷惑了你们呢
O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified?
我只要问你一件你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢是因听信福音呢
This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
你们既靠圣灵入门如今还靠肉体成全吗
你们是这样的无知吗？
Are you so foolish, having begun in the spirit, and you now being made perfect by the flesh?
保罗的意思，我们是信耶稣，我们 是得到圣灵，是开始我们要继续靠圣灵而行。
And so what Paul is saying is when you become a Christian, you receive the Holy Spirit and you start in the Holy Spirit and you need to continue walking in the Holy Spirit.
So Galatians 3:1, 我们要靠圣灵行事。
And so Galatians teaches us that we need to walk in the Spirit.
跟着我们结属灵的果子,
and that way we will produce spiritual fruit.
属灵的果子就是爱。
And the spiritual fruit is love.
这个恩赐不会停止，这个果子不会停止。
And this fruit and this grace will not stop.
当我们在这个世界上,
while we are here on this earth,
我们在这个肉身上, 在这个世界上, 我们是需要圣灵的帮助, 我们需要圣灵的恩赐。
And so while we are here on this earth, in the flesh, we need the gifts of the Spirit, we need the Holy Spirit in our lives.
但是哥林多前书十三章十一节讲得很清楚。
But verse 11 of 1 Corinthians 13 tells us very clearly,
我作孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。
When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things.
那保罗在这个一章里面，他讲两个比喻。
So Paul in this chapter is using two illustrations or two examples.
一个是作孩子，一个是对着镜子。
And the first is childish things, and the second is looking in a mirror.
两个比喻都是讲同一样嘢。
And both of these illustrations are saying the same thing.
讲即保守福音派嘅意思就系话，孩子就系未有完全嘅圣经之前就系孩子，有完美嘅圣经之后就成了人，唔需要属灵恩赐，因为有圣经嘅。
And so the conservatives teach that, well, what it means to be childish is before the apostles wrote the Bible, then you didn't have the complete Bible, so you were like a child. Now you've got the complete Bible, the revelation of God, so now you've grown up and you're like a man.
但系我绝对不能够接受呢个解释。
But I can't accept this.
在这个经文里面没有一个地方是说这个完全来到这个成为长大成人的就是有完全的神的启示。
There's nowhere in this passage anywhere in the context that tells us that the perfect which is coming is the Bible and that putting away childish things is because we receive the Bible. It's not in the context.
反而我信了主这么多年的，我是一路看圣经研究圣经，我发现到圣经，所以我们有完全的启示。基督教里面有很多模糊不清的，很多分别，很多分歧的。
And even though we have the Bible, and I've been a Christian and studying this Bible for 40 years over, and I've discovered that in the Christian church, in Christianity, there are many different interpretations of what this Bible teaches, and many different groups and denominations and debates about what the Bible teaches.
例如，属灵恩赐有定系冇，已经是一个大分歧。
For example, are there spiritual gifts or are there not spiritual gifts? There is a big debate.
或者你说一次得救永远得救。
How about the debate about once saved, always saved? Once saved, always saved.
或者说是因为神的绝对主权拣选和注定哪个会得救，或者是因为你的自由选择。你是决定信耶稣。
How about the debate about it's God's sovereignty who's predestined all to be saved and all who will be condemned to hell? Or is it the free will of man to make a choice?
或者你讲到耶稣回来的时候末世论就有很多不同的看法。
Or you talk about Jesus coming back again and there's many different
things. 他全部都有他的圣经的根据，有他的，因为这样有不同的宗派，有不同的基督教的看法，有不同的神学院看这个完全的启示，但都是好像有小孩子在辩论讨论的。
And so, you know, you, you, they,
Because of these different debates, we've got different denominations, we've got different Bible schools, we've got different seminaries, and they debate, they've got different positions and different outlooks, and they're all looking at this perfect book which has come, and yet they come up with different concepts.
即使说这个不是完全来到给我们一个完全的解答，完全来到那个是耶稣，我们正在等着他。
And so what is perfect is not this Bible, although I believe it's the Word of God. What is perfect is Jesus Christ who is coming. He is the perfect one.
Alright?
And so now there's so many things that we still look at and we don't understand. We need to grow. We need to constantly grow.
我需要继续成长,
I need to continue to grow.
但可能现在我所认识的和我上到天堂的时候所认识是真的好像小孩子和成长的一样的比较。
But maybe what I understand now and what I will understand when I get to heaven are like being a child and being an adult. It's that great of a difference, or even greater.
所以我是上到天堂的时候，我现在所认识我要放低，因为天上我就认识清清楚楚。
And so when I get to heaven, the limited knowledge that I have now, I need to put it away because when I get into heaven, then I know it. You know,
边个可以喺度话啊？而家我系全知嘅呢？
Who can sit here today and say I've got unlimited knowledge?
有冇？ 没有，是吗？
Nobody, right?
你看12节,
look at verse 12.
我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清。到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know also as I am known.
这个经文是很清楚，现在我们模糊不清，我们不是全知的，我们还有很多东西是我们不了解。
It's telling us so clearly that even though we have this Word of God, there are so many things that we do not understand and that we don't see clearly. But when we get to heaven, we will see clearly.
我是承认我是很多东西不懂的。
I need to admit to you that there are many things I don't understand.
有些东西我是凭信心接受，但我不明。
There are things that I just accept by faith, but I don't understand them.
那我坦白跟你说，
I'm being honest with you.
我相信神是有无开始，有无结束。
I believe that God is without beginning and without end. 神是由永远到永远, God is from eternity to eternity.
但我所认识是有个开始和有个停止。
But everything that I know and I can see has a beginning and has an end.
我就没办法用我的逻辑思维去了解一个无开始、无结束的永永远远是继续下去是怎么样。
I cannot comprehend in my limited understanding what it means to be eternal, to go from eternity to eternity. I cannot comprehend that.
你们行不行？
Can any of you comprehend that?
即是你跟我一样，模糊不清。
So you're like me, we're seeing darkly, right?
我还有些不明白。
There's some other things I don't understand.
你有没有想过这个问题？
世界上有多少人？ How many people in the world today?
70亿?
7 billion?
有多少个基督徒？
一半? 三分一? One half? One third?
同时间世界各地这么多人向神祷告，神又听到清楚，每一个人都听到，很个别，很亲密，神知道他的。All
these people around the world praying to God at the same time, and God listens to each of them at the same time, and doesn't get confused, and has a personal relationship with each of you.
嗱，你两三个人同我同时间讲嘢，我就叫停止停止，逐个逐个嚟啊。
Now if two or three of you start talking to me at the same time, I'm going to say, please stop, let's go one by one.
但神可以有几十万人、几千万人、一亿人同时间向佢讲嘢，佢都系唔怕。
But God can have thousands of people, tens of thousands, millions of people talking to him at the same time, and he still has an intimate relationship with each
of them. I can't comprehend that.
圣经告诉我们，神是无所不知。The Bible says that God knows everything.
圣经告诉我们，神是无所不在。
The Bible says that God is everywhere.
神就在这里同时间在美国在非洲 在月亮在太阳
That means that God is here He's in America, He's in Africa He's in the moon, he's in outer space
我没办法想象 I can't comprehend that 我现在是蒙糊不清 Now I see darkly I've got limited knowledge I don't understand
但到上天堂的时候呢我会明白But when I get to heaven, I will understand.
是吗？
我们上到天堂的时候，我们会明白，好像神明白我们一样。When we get to heaven, we'll understand like God understands us.
我们会知道，好像神知道我们一样。
And we will know just as God knows us.
保罗用这个的镜片是对哥林多教会的人是非常之是智慧，因为很熟悉这样东西。
When Paul talked about seeing in a glass darkly, dimly, he used this illustration. And for the Corinthian church at that time, it was a very good illustration, and they understood what he was talking about.
因为哥林多地方系当时呢系有个出产系好出名
because at that time the Corinthian community had a product that was very popular, it was very famous.
佢系出镜片。They made lenses.
它出一个叫铜片铜镜片 And they produced bronze mirrors.
有人见过一个铜镜片不是玻璃镜片
Have any of you seen a bronze mirror? Or a copper mirror? Not a glass mirror?
我这里有个镜片
There's a mirror here, I can see myself.
但都是蒙糊不清
But it's not that clear
你入厕所就可以用个很漂亮的镜片看得很清楚
And if you go into the restroom there You can see a big mirror there You can see yourself so clearly
但一个铜镜片有没有人看过
Have any of you seen a copper or a bronze mirror?
有没有、哦、一两个、啊、三四个、啊即是看嘢系唔清楚，即系蒙查查，有个暗疮喺度，都唔知系边度，系知点样知唔知都唔知嘅。
And so you look in one of these mirrors, you know, you can see there's a figure there, but you can't really see clearly. And if you know, is there a blemish here? Is there a pimple? You know, can I see it?
咁所以保罗用呢个例子就系讲我哋现在喺世界上喺肉身上，我哋认识神嘅嘢系咁样嘅。
And so what Paul is saying that now here in the flesh, on this world, in this present day, as we look at God's things, that'sThat's the way we see them, unclear.
我们可以看个样，可以看个模，但有些东西是没摸得清楚。
We can see the general understanding, but there are still some things that we don't quite get.
但是上到天堂的时候 But when you get to heaven, 你会完全明白。
You will see clearly, you will understand perfectly.
所以那完全来到的不是圣经的如果是圣经我现在不会有这么多疑问
So that perfect which is coming is not the Bible If it was the Bible I would understand all these things
如果是完全的不会有这么多的分歧
And if it was the perfect Then there wouldn't be so many debates about it
我相信在天上的时候无论是什么宗派什么立场看法信耶稣的都会在天上个个都会说哇你又在这里的
I believe that when we get to heaven, you know, if we believe in Jesus, you know, we get to heaven, even though we've got different opinions about things and different attitudes, we'll get to heaven and say, wow, you're here too? Wow, I didn't know you'd get here.
我们看十三节 Look at verse 13.
如今尚存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。
And now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love.
保罗在这个的总结是属灵恩赐和爱比较的总结。
This is the conclusion of Paul's argument about love versus gifts. His conclusion.
13章是强调爱的重要。
Chapter 13 is explaining the importance of love.
是就算有属灵恩赐都要有爱来运用。
That even if you have spiritual gifts, you need to use them in love.Exercise them in love.
如果冇爱，你所做嘅系妄言，系白费嘅。
And if you don't have love, then all that you do is a waste of futile effort. It's vain.
但系保罗劝我哋要追求爱。
So Paul is encouraging us to seek after love.
恩赐有日会过去，会停止，但系爱唔会停止。
Spiritual gifts one day will pass away, but love will never pass away.
恩赐啊，耶稣翻嚟嘅时候唔再需要佢，喺天上唔需要恩赐。
When Jesus comes back, we don't need spiritual gifts. In heaven, we don't need spiritual gifts.
但喺耶稣翻嚟，仍然要爱，喺天上仍有爱。
But when Jesus comes back, we still need love. In heaven, there is still love.
所以个总结就系爱就系最伟大嘅。
And so the conclusion is love is the greatest.
有信望爱相存。
And so we have faith, hope, and love. And they were always abide.
嗱呢样我都唔明白。
Now this is something that I don't understand.
或者你哋明白多过我。喺天上点解要信呢？
In heaven, why do we need faith?
在天上我见到神，面对面见到他。
In heaven, I will see God face to face.
这个是一个知道的，不是信的问题。
And I will know. That's not an issue of faith.
但是这里说，信就是常存。
But here it says that faith will abide.
但是我不明白，但是到时会知的。
I don't understand it, but...When we get there, we'll know. Right?
所以这个有信、望、爱，基督教的三个重要的一件事。
And so here we have faith, hope, and love. Three important things of Christianity.
我们应该追求就是信、望、爱。不应该追求神迹、能力和恩赐。
We should seek after faith,Love and hope, and not seek after miracles, powers, and gifts.
今日你追求紧啲乜嘢？
What are you seeking after today?
你咪追求紧有多啲神迹？
Are you seeking after more miracles?
你咪追求紧啲权能？
Are you seeking after authority and power?
你咪追求紧一啲嘅恩赐？
Are you seeking after gifts?
保罗劝我哋要追求信、望、爱。
Paul is encouraging us that we seek after faith, hope, and love.
因为信望爱是常存。
Because faith, hope, and love will continue.
我们应该追求一些永恒的东西。
We should be seeking after that which is eternal.
不是那些要过去的。Not things that are going to pass away. 十三节说，如今尚存着有信、有望、有爱，这三样。其中最大的是爱。
And so verse 13 says, Now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest is love.
信就是相信神，相信耶稣。
So faith, we know that means that I believe in God, I believe in Jesus.
圣经说，如果你不信，就没办法。是得神的喜悦。
And the Bible says, if you don't believe, there's no way you can please God.
我们需要有信心。
We need to have faith.
相信神是存在。
To believe that God is real.
相信神是给这个圣经我们。
To believe that this Bible is given to us by God.
相信有永生，有天堂。
To believe that there is eternal life, there is heaven, there is hell.
相信耶稣为我们死，为我们复活。To believe that Jesus died for us and rose from us, from the dead.
这个信 that is faith.
望和信有分别。But hope and faith, there's a difference.
盼望是很重要。
Hope is very important.
但有时信和盼望是一线之差。
But you know, there's just a slight difference between hope and faith.
但是它两个有分别。
信呢，我们就揸住神的应许，揸住神讲的东西，我站立在这个应许，我就相信。And so faith, I hold the promise of God, I believe what God has said, and I stand firm on that promise.
是给我一个把握。
And so faith gives me an assurance.
但是盼望呢？盼望我是仰望前面的未得到的东
西。But in hope, I'm looking forward to things that I don't have yet.
我是可能都是因为神讲的，我就盼望是真实，因为我相信神讲的是真实，所以我盼望就有一天会得到。
And hope is because I stand on the promise that God has given. I have faith that that promise is there. Therefore, I have hope that in the future, I will get what God has given.
例子，我不是盼望我有永生，我相信我有永生。
I don't have hope that I have eternal life. I believe, I have faith that I have eternal life.
但我盼望有一日上到天堂。
But I have hope that one day I will be in heaven.
因为我盼望在天上的时候是无忧无虑，盼望是无疾病。
Because I have that hope that when I get to heaven, there will be no worries, no fears, no sickness.
我早几个星期整亲个腰骨咧，而家都系有少少微升，未好翻咧。咁我上个礼拜又病咗咧，跟住又去香港又食咗啲有敏感嘅嘢，我而家食紧抗敏药咧，又搞到我好眼瞓咧，蒙查查，即系又有啲风湿啊，有呢啲痛。我盼望上到天堂嘅时候，冇晒呢啲疾病。
So, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I hurt my back, you know, it's still not better yet. And then I got sick, you know, I couldn't talk last week. And then we were in Hong Kong and I ate some stuff that I'm allergic to. And I'm taking this allergy medication. It's making me tired and drowsy and dizzy. And, you know, I've got some arthritis in my knees. And I've got, but I'm looking forward to heaven because in heaven, I'm not going to have any of this. It's going to be great, right?
我相信有永生，但我盼望。到嗰日，我经历。
I believe, I have faith, I have eternal life, but I hope, I have that hope that I'm looking forward to.
我相信而家神系与我哋同在。
I believe that God is with us today.
我相信圣经讲明，即系我哋面对困难痛苦，神。就是有计划。
And I believe that the Bible says that when we face trials and difficulties, God has a purpose, God has a plan.
所以我相信神有一天就会被我们脱离这些困难痛苦。
So I believe that one day God will take us out of these problems and difficulties.
所以我盼望那一天是脱离了，是平安。
And so I hope that when I come out,
我们有盼望，是不是？盼望是建基是我们的信心。
And so our hope is based in our faith.
是吗？如果你盼望一些没信心的东西，你的盼望是空虚的。
And if you're having a hope in something that is not faithful and true, then your hope is worthless.
我们的盼望是建立在神的话语，是建立在神讲的说话。我们信他的说话，所以有盼望。
And so our hope is based in the Bible because we believe, we have faith in the Word of God. So our hope is based in faith and it's true.
盼望是重要的。
So hope is important.
但是爱呢是最大。
But love is the greatest.
有信，有望，有爱。
So there's faith, there's hope, and there's love.
最伟大就是爱。
And the greatest is love.
如果最伟大是爱，我们需要更加明白神的爱。
And if the greatest is love, we need to understand God's love more.
如果最伟大是爱，我们要追求爱。
And if the greatest is love, we need to be seeking after love.
如果最伟大是爱，我们更加是学怎样爱别人。
And if the greatest is love, we need to learn how to love others. Am I?
上个星期有希望支援的 Marjorie 来分享她怎样开始孤儿院，看到好多人喊。
You know, last week we saw Marjorie, the founder of Cradle and Fountain of Hope, share about how she started the ministry, and many people were crying. You know, they told her, because you saw love.
以前有个圣劳伦呢两个，好似系法兰西斯。
I keep confusing Francis Assisi and another Francis. I think it was Francis Assisi that said, "You draw a war ping zi zi." I want to be a peacemaker.
佢有三样嘢佢祈祷，每日三样嘢求神。
He said, "Every day, three things I pray."
佢祷告啊，求神俾我去更认识你。
And every day pray that I can know you more, God.
每日祈祷求神俾我更爱你，爱你更深入。
And every day pray that I can love you more deeply.
每日祈祷求神俾我能够跟随你更贴嘅。
And every day pray that I can follow you more closely.
我觉得呢个系一个好嘅追求，系追求爱。
I think that's a great thing to seek after, seeking after love.
爱神更多，认识神更清楚，跟随祂更贴近。
So to love God more, to know Him more deeply, and to follow Him more closely.
我觉得追求呢啲系更加好，但系可惜好多人系追求权能，追求恩赐，追求神迹嘅。
Unfortunately, so many people are seeking after power and authority, seeking after miracles, seeking after spiritual gifts.
但保罗劝我哋呢，追求爱，认识爱就已经足够。
But Paul is teaching us that if we seek after love and we seek after love, then we've got it all.
因为当你有爱，你有神。
Because when you have love, you've got God.
当你有神，你有爱。调转咗
，and when you got God, you've got love.
当你有神，你乜都有嘅。
And when you've got God, you've got it all.
因为喺神里边冇缺乏。
Because in God, there's nothing limited in God.
所以我哋应该系追求神，追求爱，认识神更多，爱神更深，体贴神更接近。
And so we should be seeking after God to know Him more, to love Him deeper, and to follow more closely to Him.
愿神祝福你哋，系更加认识实践神嘅爱。
And may God bless you and help you as you learn how to love God more and to love others more.
一齐祈祷。
Let's pray.
天父，我哋感谢你。你俾我哋一个宝贵嘅圣经，我哋相信呢个圣经系你嘅启示，系你俾我哋一个嘅生命嘅指引。虽然佢系非常之好，对我哋生命非常之重要，我知道佢唔系那完美要嚟到嘅，你先系那完美嘅，你先系有日要翻嚟。审判这个世界，主要愿意我们可以更加认识你，更加爱你，更加跟随你，愿你的爱更加充满我们的心。求主教我们怎样去彼此相爱，彼此宽恕，彼此接纳。求主教导我们怎样去有无条件的爱，不止息的爱。求主用你的爱充满我们的心，愿意我们可以追求你，追求你的爱。我们多谢你主，奉耶稣名求。
给个鼓励大家，有人有些基督徒会说，我信耶稣得了，我回教会自己一个人来一个人走，我不用跟人家聊天。And some people come to church, you know, and I'll give an encouragement to you, you know. They say, well, I've got God, you know, and that's all I need. I come to church by myself. I leave by myself. I don't need to talk to anybody.
即係我有神喺我當中，我有愛就得啦。
And I've got God in my heart, and that's all I need. 但好多时神是透过别人是给我们认识祂的爱。But so often God uses other people to teach us about His love. 所以神要我们是学习怎样彼此相交，彼此接待，彼此接触，这样可以彼此相爱。And so God wants to teach us how to have fellowship, how to have communications, how to interact with each other, and how to have that personal experience. And through that, we can learn how to love. 可以默祷忏悔。